Thank you, President Norton. I just, every meeting that gets better and better, rolling those R's. Congratulations. Kudos. So good evening to everyone. I have some updates that I'd like to share with our public. And woohoo, we made it to the end of the school year. Another year. This is wonderful. So I have some good news regarding our state budget. We join with our parents and other school districts across the state of California in celebrating the good news that is coming from Sacramento regarding the state budget and local control funding formula. If you recall, I spoke about that at our last meeting. While our budget will not increase dramatically next year, by 2020, our per pupil allocation will likely increase from $7,000 per student to approximately $11,000 per student. Today's news from Sacramento is cause for celebration that in the not-too-distant future, our community will start to feel what it's like when our state funds public education in a manner more consistent with what our children need and deserve, and the rest of the state catches up with the city and county of San Francisco. In terms of the San Francisco Unified School District budget process, tonight we will have the first reading of our 2013-2014 budget, which is included in the agenda this evening and reflects the governor's May revision figure, which is approximately $15 million more for next year's budget. Our school sites and central offices have been working diligently and steadily this year to refine the way that we provide support to all of our schools to ensure that all of the components in our school district that need to work together to support students have what they need to function at the highest levels. The 2013-2014 budget reflects bold restructuring decisions to create coherence and support of our school communities. We will discuss more about our budget and the impact of the governor's proposal for local control funding formula later in this meeting. I have some good news to report from our high schools. The WASC accreditation process has finished, the Western Association of Schools. We had five high schools undergo a full review, and four had their midterm review during this school year by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. WASC is a national rigorous review process for high schools where they receive an accreditation that signifies that their school meets certain accreditation standards. Our five schools under full review received the full six-year accreditation. Congratulations to the Academy of Arts and Sciences, San Francisco International, Thurgood Marshall, Independence, and Mission High Schools. The four midterm review schools were also approved, and these include the Ruth Asawa School of the Arts, Wallenberg, Downtown, and International Studies Academy. Congratulations to them as well. Great work to the school teams who made these successes possible. And I'm often asked by parents, why does this WASC accreditation, why is this so important to us? It really means that when your children receive a diploma from a school that's accredited, it actually is valid. It gets accepted to universities across the nation. So it's an important benchmark. Our Step Up program. Last week, about 1,500 incoming sixth graders had an opportunity to spend a week getting to know their new schools during the Step Up program for incoming middle school students. This was the first year San Francisco Unified was able to scale the program to include all of our middle schools. Students were able to meet teachers, meet new friends, and, of course, learn how to open their lockers. This is a pivotal time in the lives of our students, and we are thrilled to be able to offer them support and peace of mind as they make this big transition. Our most sincere appreciations go to district and site staff who continue to nurture the success of this program, and we would also like to thank the Department of Children, Youth, and their families for their financial support in order to allow us to expand this program to all of our middle schools. So thank you. We just a couple more. A summer learning event on Monday, June 17th. We will officially kick off and celebrate summer learning in San Francisco. We have some exciting programming taking place this summer, from the arts to STEM, which we're going to have a full steam ahead, to recreation and other enrichment activities. We join community-based organizations in the Rec and Park Department in ensuring that our students have an array of opportunities to continue learning throughout the summer months. Speaking of summer, summer school has begun at several of our schools, and for high school students this summer, we have expanded opportunities for those in need of credit earning options. With that, I'd like to say to everyone, have a peaceful, safe, and restful summer, and we look forward to seeing your bright, rested, suntanned faces for the 2013-2014 school year. Thank you.